The pandemic has dealt a major blow to tourism spending around the country, but it has been particularly acute for New York, which is normally one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world. In recognition of the setback and the long road to recovery, Governor Kathy Hochul recently announced a multi-pronged approach to bringing back the industry and shoring up the existing employers, and by extension, the jobs and revenues associated with the industry. To discuss what's envisioned, we're joined once again by Mark Doerr, president of the New York State Hospitality and Tourism Association. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much for having me.
So for starters, can you give us a little context about the role tourism normally plays in New York's economy and how it's been negatively impacted by the arrival of the novel coronavirus back in February and March?
Sure. The hospitality and tourism industry, which covers a large scope from hotels to amusement parks to museums and all the great tourism destinations out there, you know, looking back even to 2019 before the coronavirus hit, you know, the industry was on an annual basis doing about $75, $80 billion in visitor spending to the state. And when the coronavirus hit, you're looking at numbers from, you know, over the last 18, 20 months, that has dropped to half of that. So the studies have started to come out from Tourism Economics that visitor spending is about $32 billion over year over year. So there's a long road to recovery, but it did start this summer with the leisure traveler making a huge comeback throughout the state. So the hope is that, you know, as we enter into the winter, get into the spring of next year, have one more strong summer, that hopefully it'll be able to cut into that spending number and get it up, you know, into the high 60s, low 70 million by middle of next year.
In response to this crisis, Governor Hochul is proposing a $450 million investment into the tourism industry, including payments to workers in the field who lost their jobs, advertising campaigns, and grants to employers. So about 55% of this money would come from existing resources, while the rest would have to get allocated in next year's state budget if we actually want to spend it, according to reporting by the New York Times. I want to start with the money that the governor is envisioning going to tourism employers to rehire staff. She's talking about $5,000 for every full-time employee kept over 6 months to the tune of investing $100 million in this initiative. What sort of difference, if any, do you think this would make to the state's tourism economy?
I think this probably, and you hit right on it, this is probably the biggest component of what Governor Hochul put out yesterday of importance, because I'll give you a quick story, even from the very, very busy summer that we had in New York State. A lot of our hotel members, even in those resort areas, could not fully open at 100%. They could have sold 100% of their rooms easily. But what we got from a lot of our members was, you know, even this summer being as busy as it was, probably 70% maximum capacity because they didn't have enough employees to serve the guests, whether it be housekeeping, whether it be food and beverage, whether it be people working the front desk in some of those off hours overnight. They were all working in different areas. So collectively, they didn't have enough employees to fully open the hotel. And that's during a very busy summer season. I can give a quick example of we have housekeepers, and I even went to a restaurant this summer at one of the more well-known resorts in the state. And I sat down with my family to have dinner, and the lady that came to wait on our table said, just bear with me. This is my first day waiting on tables. I'm a full-time housekeeper, but they had me coming down to try to make sure that we can have dinner here at the hotel. So this $100 million that is going to help bring back and keep and retain employees, even if you can give them a $5,000 sign-on bonus to get them there and allow them to stay, it's only going to allow them to fully open. And again, if we get more people working, more people coming into the hotels, that just generates the economic recovery and speeds it up. So it was really a great idea and welcome news from the governor that she saw that we need to get employees back into the tourism industry, because probably you've read throughout the media reports over the last 6-8 months, the hospitality industry is where the hardest hit again. We're bringing people back to work. They can't find the workers even if they had the work. So this incentive should be a game changer for the industry.
Well, it's interesting to hear your interpretation of the way this money would be used, because it seems on first glance like this is an incentive that's aimed at the employer, saying basically we're going to cover, you know, $5,000 of your costs and that you'll bring this person back and hire them and have them work for 6 months. But it sounds like you see this as more of an incentive that goes into the pocket of New Yorkers who would be working in the field.
That's kind of what we had some internal discussions and other tourism folks yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it's still a gray area to some extent, but we took it as you can maybe use that $5,000 in various ways. So maybe you are able to take $5,000 of that and offer it as a bonus to sign somebody on. I think like most initiatives, you know, in state government, it remains to be seen what the actual specific detail is as to how you are able to utilize that money. One of the great examples was for the small businesses back in the, you know, early, I think it was in last year's budget, or that there was $800 million in there that had a pretty strict criteria that you had to meet in order to get that money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after 4 or 5 months, came back to the industries and said, well, we want to relook at how we could administer this money because not enough people are coming and requesting it. So it's always that fine line of, you know, interpretation, where I know our members would love to say, okay, well, there's a credit there and I can give somebody a signing bonus. That would be great for them to bring them back on. So I guess ultimately it remains to be seen, but we're hopeful that that may be an avenue that the money can be used for.
Additionally, the governor is proposing $25 million for marketing efforts aimed at not just the domestic travelers, but as well as the global travelers. What sort of a bang for our buck do you anticipate with that kind of initiative? I mean, is that a good use of $25 million?
You know, any type of marketing that the state can do is really important. And it was great because it was not an announcement made in conjunction with reopening the borders and bringing in the international travel. I will say this, though, from the tourism industry's perspective, the most immediate need is to bring back that domestic traveler that, you know, RSA Buffalo Niagara, the Rochester, Syracuse, all Long Island areas. They know domestically where they pull the most of their guests from and what time of year. So we're hopeful that, you know, a good deal of that money will be spent on domestic marketing and promotion, and that, you know, that those areas would be consulted and say, okay, Buffalo Niagara, where do you draw most of your visitors from? What's the best time of year to market to them? And work in collaboration with the tourism regions. There are 11 of them throughout the state. So we're hopeful that the statewide tourism marketing and promotion will work with the regional folks to really zone in on the domestic traveler that we need to get to. And a lot of it is the folks that, you know, can drive here for now, and then widen it out. But there's always a need to bring back the international traveler. But our hope is it goes in steps where we really shore up the domestic traveler coming back to the state and then expand it out to the international folks.
Well, speaking of the international travel, you mentioned the timing of this announcement. What sort of immediate benefits, if any, are you expecting from the reopening of the international borders? For example, is the Christmas holiday a big time for travel to New York? I'm guessing in particular New York City?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You're going to be able to, the Christmas time really in New York City is the busiest time of year. Right before the pandemic started, it was in January, and I was in New York City with my family for all the, you know, the Christmas festivities, the New Year's Eve festivities, you know, and we went to see the Rockettes and we did a bunch of those New York City things. And I go to New York City quite a bit for work, and it was shoulder to shoulder walking around. And I remember saying, I've never seen it that busy. And then 60 days later, it's a ghost town. So opening them up to allow for the holiday season, especially down in New York City, to get people into the city again, the timing, although it took a long time to happen, the timing is right because people can get down and still make their plans to go to New York City, see the shows, go to Broadway. And also the great thing about New York City being opened up and hopefully bringing back a large number of the tourists is they often go to New York City for a day or two and then on their way back, and we're talking about domestically the Canadian visitor, they'll stop in different parts of the state returning home. So while they might go to New York City for a couple days, they're also spending money and going to plays, going to restaurants and cultural activities throughout the state. So, and that also holds true for people coming overseas. They often make a trip, come into New York City a couple days, and then while they're here, explore the rest of the state. So as New York City goes, the rest of the state goes as well. So the timing and opening up the border for the holiday season is, it really should see a jump pretty quickly in tourism activity.
So the package that Hochul is proposing also includes $100 million in one-time payments to workers in the tourism industry who lost their jobs over the last 19 to 20 months, and as well as a $200 million future pandemic relief program that's going to be kind of furthering existing small business recovery initiatives. Aside from that spending, is there anything else you think the state could do to give the industry a shot in the arm, either on a short-term or long-term basis, say in the 2022 legislative session?
One thing that we're working with the state on now is to have some funding that goes, the New York set up into 11 tourism districts, and they all kind of work together to market and promote their region. So we would love to see the state work with our industry and get some money, some finances, whether it's, you know, maybe in next year's state budget, that goes directly to those tourism regions. They all work together, again, to market to the people that come to that region the most. They'll know better than anybody who the traveler is, what the age is, demographic, what time of year, what they come to do. So our big initiative really is to get into the state budget, and it doesn't have to be astronomical amounts of money like this, but something where we can show that regionally the state itself can market and promote, bring people in, and then have some real-time data to bring back to the governor's office and say, hey, you gave us, you know, $1 million for this region. We turned it into $7 million in economic growth, and here's how we did it. We want to be collaboratively, as an industry, working with the state and trying to market regionally, because that's really a very strong way that we can bring in the people that are the most important, spend the most money.
And finally, during the pandemic, we saw more in-state tourism simply because it was the easiest and safest form of travel. Do you think that was a one-time blip, or could it be the start of a trend with more and more, say, downstate dollars ending up in upstate communities?
Great question, and I'm glad you asked it. That is not just a one-time deal. It is going to be a positive trend, and I'll tell you why. When everybody was relegated to staying within New York State, what happened was people from all over New York State went places within their home state that they had never been before. So even at the height of the pandemic, our leisure travelers, our resort areas really did gangbuster business. What happened last summer was a lot of the folks that came the year before, had to stay within the state, came back. And they said, you know what, I really enjoyed that. Why am I bothering getting in the car and driving 8 or 9 hours when I can do something just as great here within New York State? So it was a trend that continued last year. The one concern the industry had was without enough employees, sometimes they were worried about, yeah, we had these return guests. They were from in-state. Without enough employees, maybe we didn't put our best foot forward. But the trend has been that a lot more in-staters, New York Staters, are staying within the state in the summer to vacation. And the same can be said for folks who started to do meetings and conventions and weddings. They had a great experience in New York State. Unfortunately, they were forced to stay within the state, but the great news is once they were, they realized all of the great tourism assets we have, and they came back again this past summer. So the hope is that that trend will continue next summer, and we'll continue to see more New Yorkers traveling within the state because we have just as great of tourism attractions as anybody else in the world. So it's been a trend that has been good, and it wasn't a one-time deal just during the pandemic.
Well, we've been speaking with Mark Doerr. He is the president of the New York State Hospitality and Tourism Association. Mark, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.